Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
Mercedes AMG SL. The storm is reborn.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
It always gets back to the point of, it's never about the other person. You guys know that from psychology, right? And NLP. There's always something we do to cause people to react a certain way. That's just reality. That's mankind. So the question I have is, what do you think you said or did that caused people to gang up and jump on you? What do you think it could possibly be? And I don't want you to be defensive. I just want you to tell me, what do you think you said that caused the spark that got people to be like, wow, this is something I needed to jump on this bandwagon?
Well, from what I hear is I've let other people use my platform to say disrespectful things.
Okay. Who decided that?
I did.
Okay. Is this your platform right here? Is this your room? CH is the joke? Okay.
No, yeah, this is my room, but it's one of my one of my moderator's rooms, yeah.
So what you're telling me is because of your actions, people then reacted, and you're upset because they reacted. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We're getting somewhere, guys. Hang with me. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said this was sad.
No, we didn't say. We didn't say anything, Robert.
Okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
All right. So if that's what's happening, and you created the room, it is your space, and you chose to let people come out and say whatever they're saying. Whose responsibility is it for what is being said in this room now?
I would assume it's mine.
There you go. So, in situations like this, guys, in life, this happens all the time. We have to stand up and say, look, this is where I stand. It's called taking a stand and holding yourself in a position of authority. If this is what's going on, this is my area, and I caused this, then I can also stop it. But you do it by asking questions. You see how I'm doing this, guys? You ask questions. And by asking questions, you can dig down to the source of the problem. So now we know that because of the actions of what PhD has done, he's now facing the outcast or the problems that are happening. So, PhD, what do you think could happen, what do you think the best thing to do to stop all this drama from happening in your room? What could you do?
Well, I could do a couple of things.
Okay.
I could stop the people who disrespected those people to not come. So that's one option.
Okay.
But I like those people, so I don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
I could stop the people who they disrespected from coming.
Because you realize, PhD, you can't change the way people respond. You can't change the way people react. All right. You are is a conduit around the situation. True or false?
True.
True. So that's the thing about dealing with an open forum. When you have all kind of people from all different backgrounds and everyone's got a decision or wants to make a statement, it's okay to polarize, to be on one side of the spectrum and not in agreement with what PhD says. It's just important that everybody's civil, you see? Now, there are some rooms on here, guys, and you guys have already been in those rooms where people set up rooms and all they do is they just start kicking people out and calling them all kind of crazy names. But what good does that do? Does that help that person move forward in life? See, that's what I don't get. On Clubhouse, if you have skills, if you bring something to the table, at the end of the room, everybody should be like, my God, I can't believe what I learned today. Isn't that really what it's about? I would think so. Because there's no sense in bashing people, because you're bashing imaginary people. True or false? Except for the one person you had lunch with. Because you don't know who these people are. You learn to develop a semi relationship with them. But what you get to do is to listen to what they have to say and then keep them in their excellence and ask them, well, could you be more specific? Can you explain? Harsh words get thrown around, my friends. But it's the person that realizes that sometimes those are just off-the-cuff remarks that don't really mean anything. That's where the person is truly educated. And everybody in a room can make statements. Alexa, stop. Sorry, guys. That was my 30-minute notion to come see you guys. So that's the benefit of having a bunch of people in a room. And you know what? We've had thousands of people in a room. And there are some people who I will say, honestly, that we had to get rid of because they brought nothing to the table and all they wanted to do was cause conflict. And in those situations, on a very rare occasion, we will get rid of them and they will be banned. But if you're talking about something that will bring you to the next level, or if you're talking about something that's situational regarding your life, like if Jay has an issue or Ebony has an issue, she will say, I'm having an issue with this and I don't understand it. Then you can give advice. That advice is something that people need, especially in this day, guys. Realize that. We are in a very, very difficult time in life, guys. This is real. Spend your time pushing people forward, listening to what they bring to the table. Now, I was in a room a minute ago, and I was, as most of you guys know, I was a vice president at Trump University. I taught all of the coaches and all of the mentors how to coach and how to mentor. People that paid $25,000 a pop to hear us talk. What you're hearing me say right now, they paid $25,000 to hear this for 300 coaches and mentors. The girls who opened the room wanted nothing to do with my discussion of how to be able to help people make more money and be able to make money on Clubhouse. Why? Because they had a product and they had an idea that they were selling and they didn't want any additional feedback from someone like me who's going to show people how to make money when they're on Clubhouse. Now think about that. Is that selfish? Absolutely. They all know who I am. They know what I do. But it's really, really sad that they don't want to share because they want everybody else to just run to them and spend money as they listen to their little way of doing things. My friends, if you open up and you listen and you share, that's when the magic occurs. And I will say this to conclude. You never, ever, ever know who's in your room. You never know who can help you with your business idea. You never know who can help you get something off the ground. You never know who's going to be able to help you in your daily life. Whether it's stressful, whether it's not stressful, whatever. And if you have any questions about who I am, just read my profile, guys. Just read it. It's very, very on key, and you can Google it. You can do whatever you want. This is real. So I challenge you to help each other. I challenge you, if you're going to spend this kind of time in a room, to walk up and say, what can I bring to the table? Don't focus on the negatives. Figure out how you're going to move each other to the next level. See, that's the problem in a lot of these rooms. Everybody wants to be the king, but the king doesn't want to talk about how he got to be the king. True or false? PhD.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And they don't want anybody to know about their secrets. Well, to me, it's not a secret, guys. I talked to this lady, and I said, I'm going to help your people make a lot of money on Clubhouse. And they're like, oh, well, okay, great. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to move you down. You're not going to speak in this room. If I were her, I'd probably be scared, too, of me if she had heard my conversations in the past and replayed my broadcasts. We have broadcasts all over the world, and I was going to tell them, and I'll tell you now because I like you guys. Whenever you're on Clubhouse, if you don't have a piece of paper, write this down, my friends, because I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell them. Whenever you are on Clubhouse, you are spending time with people who bring value to your life. One of the biggest things that I do is I have a podcast that's broadcast in 90 countries and in 4 languages. This broadcast today in this room could easily be the data that I submit and send out all over the world. Type in Robert Paizola podcast and you'll see it.
Are we on your podcast now?
I'm sorry.
Are we on your podcast now?
Absolutely not. Because I didn't come in and ask permission.
I was just trying to get on it.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
Nah, that would be infringement, man. Before he puts you on his podcast,
I'm trying to get on it, Mr. Robert. Throw me on there.
Yeah, well, no, hold on. Let's talk about this. You guys understand that if I were to do this and just record it all,
that's against the law.
That would be immoral. It's not against the law, but it's just immoral, right? I have a moral code because you're going to listen to it and see yourself on Google and number one in your name. Why would I do that if you didn't approve of it? Right? That's thinking about other people, guys. But follow me for a second. If indeed this were a podcast and we were talking about something that was valid and we were talking about cryptocurrency or we're talking about how to make money on Clubhouse, and I were to talk to all of you and all of you were able to use my voice as long as I got credit on your podcast, or I could join your podcast if you simply want me to. All you have to do is realize that this is the content. Now, let me tell you how you do it. You go to Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. Write that down. Fiverr, and you're going to find somebody to do an intro. And if you guys want to type Robert Paizola podcast, it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Disney, it's on everything. And you're going to hear the first minute of just something that somebody did. That's called an intro. Then you move it to this podcast and this discussion we're talking about right now with all these wonderful people bringing up ideas. Now, if anybody says anything with the F word or something like that, you have to be careful. You have to just edit it out. It's real simple. And then at the end, you do what's called an outro, O-U-T-R-O. And you get that from Fiverr. So, Rob, how do I create a podcast? Simple. Develop your opening, develop your closing, and have content. This is content, guys. What I'm teaching you is something that a lot of people need to learn. So is it valuable? Absolutely. Am I keeping it all for myself? No, because they will know it came from Robert Paizola, and they will Google my name, and they will find me in order to have me help them. But the best news is you guys can do this yourself. Now, I find it absolutely astonishing that that lady in this other group that's on there right now didn't want me to tell her people about this. Do you guys know how much money I make a month on just the podcasting by doing exactly what I just said? $20,000. It's called syndication. Write this down, guys. It's called syndication. S-Y-N-D-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. 90 different countries, 4 different languages. Does that sound like rocket science, friends?
Mr. Robert, how long have you made the $20,000 a month?
The $20,000 a month started right at the middle of COVID. Before then, I was just kind of putting along because I didn't realize how serious it was. Once I got on Clubhouse and I was like day maybe 10, and I saw everything that was going on, and I saw all these people that were bringing value, like Grant Cardone and all these national speakers that I was on stage with. Well, they weren't charging anything, but they're sitting here telling us all these ideas. I'm like, okay, this is great. Let's just do it. Give the person credit and let them talk. It's so simple.
Rob, I'm
How'd you make your money before the podcast?
Okay. I'm a financial analyst, guys. I invested in Bitcoin, I invested in Tesla, and I own debt collection companies. And it's all in my profile, you can see. I mean, I'm on Forbes. I mean, it's all over the place. If you type Robert Pizzola net worth, it'll show you who I am. So I'm not speaking out of my not knowing. I'm speaking to want to help you guys. Why? Because I think you deserve it. Those other people lost out. They lost their opportunity. Right? And there are different people that have different ideas and different levels of what they do. So why can't we all help each other? Do you see the benefit now? If you spent all day long doing nothing but learning how to execute these maneuvers, would it be better than just talking about random stuff that makes no sense? PhD.
I'm with you.
So congratulations. Thank you for the time that you've given me to come and have a discussion. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to discuss things with you. There's a reason why PhD stopped what he said and invited me into the room, guys. Because I don't waste time. I bring value to what I'm doing. I help people get to the next level. Is my money and my Cash App, am I mentioning my Cash App at all? No. When you're the best, you don't have to worry about it, Jay. You know what I mean?
People run to you. What's the highest investment have you made on mentorship?
Well, it's $25,000 a pop. Oh no, you're talking about mentor. Now let me explain.
Yeah,
something.
Every coach needs a coach.
Okay, who's your coach? Yeah. Let me explain something, guys. Coaching is where you come to me and say, Rob, I want you to coach me, and I want you to coach my husband. Okay, that's one. That's coaching. And I give you the books, and I give you the manuals, and then we do coaching one on one or one on many. One on many costs obviously less. One on one is where we schedule a time. We do it once every single week, and we go through modules. Okay, or at first we deal with your personal issues that we have to take care of to get you slotted so that you're ready to be able to handle those issues. Now, mentoring is when you say, Rob, okay, rock on. I'm ready to do real estate. I need you to get on a plane and come to Philadelphia and let's do this. Okay? That's $25,000 for 7 days. Or it's actually 5 days because of the weekends. And those people, we just go, all we do is I fly to Philadelphia and we buy properties. A lot of them we do with no money down. Why do they pay that? Because they know from what they've heard and what they've seen that people have done it and they made a lot of money. Now, I can teach somebody to do this, but I can't promise the results they're going to give you. I know what kind of results I'm going to give you. For instance, I know I'm buying houses right now in Florida, Houston, Dallas, Ohio, Indianapolis, Detroit, Michigan, and Louisiana. That's where we're buying right this second. Now, will it change next week? Probably. But by being a student, you'll know that. And I think you guys can tell by the tone of my voice that I keep it very, very clear. So it's simple. Like I said, whenever I started, I said, take notes of this, write this stuff down, because this is the stuff that's going to help you get to the next level. And then when you learn all this, my friends, then you're absolutely unbeatable, because then you can teach everybody else and people will pay you for that knowledge.
You know, Robert, I was in a room with Grant, and he said that Detroit is not a good market, and there's a reason why those homes are empty. Because I asked him, should I purchase a few of those empty homes? He told me there's a reason why they're empty, and he laughed.
Okay, let me tell you, Grant. Okay, hold on. let me preface this. I respect Grant. I respect what he says. However, I also know that housing right now is in critical supply. And I also realize that no matter where you go, especially if you're in Atlanta, you're in some of the big cities, that people are saying, oh, my rent just got moved by $150 a month or 150% for the next month. That's pretty scary. What I also know is that Detroit is a city in the United States, and there's a lot of properties that are very, very, very cheap. The taxes and the upkeep are very, very low. So I'm a gambler, and if I'm spending $10,000 on a property, I don't think I'm going to lose that much. That's my personal opinion. Now, Grant will tell you something different because he wants you to be in Miami and be in the high-rise towers and give him $150,000 just to play. So I can see how he would say that, right? Okay. Now with me, I'm all over it because I just want the doors, right? I don't care if it's Indianapolis. And again, we pick the certain areas based on demographics and based on where people are at. And there are companies that are going to be moving to Detroit. So who in the hell says I can't put 10, 5, even 5,000 guys, 5,000 into a house in Detroit? Why not? How many houses do you own right now? Just imagine how you the big swollen head you'd have as you got back to your house and said, man, I own a house in Detroit. Woo! Do you realize what that does to your self-esteem? Then you come back and tell me, your coach, man, I just bought a house in Detroit. Good job. Now let's find another one on the same street. Let's see what we got to do to get it repaired because nobody has a job. Now, materials are difficult and finding labor is difficult. I get that. I own a construction company called VPDNevada.com. You guys can look that up. And we do Amazon warehouses and do all kind of big companies. But right now, it's very difficult because there's not a lot of materials and the labor market is very, very difficult. And then, unfortunately, guys, a lot of people don't want to go to work. I don't know whether you guys are facing that in your area, but that's real. But if I can get a place and hold on to it, I'm all over it. Questions?
Hey, do you feel like that's only the housing market, or you feel like retail centers and shit is a good investment as well?
No. Let me talk about the commercial markets, guys. The American public has gotten to a point where they've said, you know what? I don't want to go to work. I don't even want to go to the office. And I come from Salt Lake City, okay? So they're paying people $125,000 to sit in front of their computer and not even go into work. There is so much vacancy right now. So really, all the odds right this second are kind of stacked against you, if you can follow me on that. They're kind of stacked because people don't want to go to work. So if you have an office and it's decent and people want to rent something out, then that's fine. Now, if you're talking about building business credit, oh my God, that's a whole different animal.
Also,
all day long. Go ahead.
If you guys want to go in like the commercial, just go into something that has a practice in it, like doctors, dentists, dermatologists, something that's consistent. If you all really want to own a commercial building, because they're always, you always need a doctor, you always need dermatologists, you always need a dentist. They're going to pay. That's pretty good.
And Ty, that's really, really a good point because. You can't have a doctor work from home, can you? Right? So you're going to have to, if you find a place like that and you're lucky enough to find it in Detroit or wherever you can find in those markets I mentioned, then that's a smart move. Okay? But a lot of these are going to take a little bit of time. So I tell people all the time, we don't want to go out and borrow on short-term hard money. We want to be able to go out and use the money we've earned from our courses. And you guys know the rotation of how to build a business, right? You start with an ebook, then you start a class. I mean, it's just there's a progression. But the minute somebody buys something for you, guys, if anybody ever buys anything from you from your store or from you being on Clubhouse, and they're like, oh my God, you're a wizard. I want to be with you. Okay, guess what? What you do is you send them something. You send them a book. You send them some stuff in the mail. Something in the mail that they're a thank you card, right? When's the last time you guys got a thank you card in the mail? No, don't happen anymore, does it? Why do I do that to every single client? Because that's what makes us money, guys. Are you guys following this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm honored. I'm honored to walk beside you guys and help you. You know, I just don't like the fighting. And you know what? I might change my mind tomorrow, just like PhD. You know what I mean? I might say, you know what? Nah, I'm not into Detroit tomorrow. I'm into Atlanta, right? Notice I didn't say buy property in Atlanta. Atlanta's crazy right now. But you know what I mean? And that's based on analytics, and we're constantly getting data that's being shoveled in our face. So I don't ever want to say anything that's going to cause people to be stressed out until I know that it's real. That's how you make money, guys. That's how you do it. And I'll tell you the platform that I use. Let me put. It's called Anchor, ANCHOR. I told you guys to take notes. Your podcast is going to be based on Anchor. So number one, you're going to get an intro, and you're going to type in Robert Paizzolo podcast, and you're going to listen to my intro, and you're going to hear it. And then go, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you're going to listen to Clear at the End of the Podcast, where it talks about you've been listening to world famous Robert Paizzolo podcast all over the world. Blah blah blah. Again. We have over 100,000 views on every podcast, or downloads. Excuse me, downloads.
Hey, Robert, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
So you think people should start a podcast on Anchor?
Oh man, I think that's a good starting point, and then we syndicate, bud.
Go ahead, Jim. Do you have any affiliation with Anchor?
Nope. Other than they pay me money.
But you think people should put their podcast on Anchor. Why do you think that, Rob?
Because it syndicates out to about 10 different locations, and then from there you can re-syndicate. So you can go to all the other ones. Every possible syndication platform there is, I pay for and I join. And they're pulling it, you know, they're pulling it in, right? Apple.
You do realize if a person puts, I'm going to drop a jewel, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't know.
As far as them owning the content? Okay,
go ahead. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Because if they own the content, then the person who makes the podcast and distributes through Anchor, they don't own their content. Anchor does.
Let me explain something to you guys. Here's how it works. Anytime
Rob, I got a podcast, The Big J Experience. Also nationally syndicated, about 600,000 viewers. You can do the research on that as well, my man.
I'd love to be on your podcast, brother. Just send me a message. I mean, come on. Sir. That's how it all works, guys. When you're in these rooms, you need to find people that you can resonate and find. I hate that word resonate. It sounds stupid.
I personally would not send nobody to Anchor because you make this content. You blood, sweat, and tears. You're teaching these people how to make intros, right. Outros. I've been there and done that, and I feel you and I respect you. But I've been there. And when you put your content on Anchor, you do not own it. Anchor does. So
let me make one statement. You're absolutely right. However, what I talked about, Big J, is daisy chaining your podcast. In other words, it starts with Anchor. In about 25 minutes, it goes out to the 10 different ones. Then from there, then you can go to, God, there's so many of them. Let me just give you some names here. Audacity.
I'm with Libsyn.
I have Libsyn. They just charged me my account the other day. That's the one. Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, guys, once you get your podcast up, that's when you swing it. You don't just put it up and expect people to show up. No. You make sure your keywords are correct. If I put PhDs in my podcast, I'm going to put his name. I'm going to go in there and say PhD Atlanta from Clubhouse. So that way, you're gonna notice that's gonna pop all the way to the top of Google because I have such crazy content. If you guys Google my name, you'll notice there's over a million hits. But that's taken 17 years to get to that point. So Big J, the bottom line is, once it's live, then you can syndicate and move it on to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. Okay, that's what I'm trying to talk about. And if they do decide to go sideways on you, give me a call because we'll just fucking file a lawsuit against them, for real.
It was all good. When I first started the game about 3 years ago, so
yeah.
I did some Interscope Records. So when I started my podcast, I had a couple of mentors.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I went through Anchor because, you know, they sold it to me. But as I did my research, I found out that my earlier segments or episodes, Anchor owns them. So I signed a contract, not really understanding. So I was lucky. I had a legal team. I got them involved, and Anchor was willing to relinquish the rest of the contract, meaning I can go, but the episodes that I recorded with Anchor stayed with Anchor.
I want to make a point now, Big, okay? Guys in this room, do you see what's going on here? I'm making a statement. Now, Big, who's got 600,000 people, right? He's saying, no, no, Rob, this is a better idea. Am I going, no, 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 you're wrong, Big. No, 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 no. I'm like, I'm listening to every word he's saying. Because he signed a contract and they tried to rip him off. Well, I'll tell you what. The way they won't rip you off is if you have a huge, huge, huge listening base like we do. Okay, that's realistic, right? And the analytics don't lie. So Big was in a situation where he's right. But when you go to them, do they want to lose 100,000, 200,000, 600,000 views per podcast? No. So in a case like that, I always tell people this, and it's really regarding anything in business. If I want to have a successful podcast, I'm going to find somebody like Big or someone like the Smart and Fresh guys, all those people. People that are doing it the right way, and we have our own television studios and all that. I mean, I've spent some serious money on this. But I'll tell you guys, if you go to robertpaizola.com, it'll give you a tutorial for free. You don't have to pay anything. But I'm just telling you that that's the way this platform should be used. Because Big's going to be like, man, I had the same problem, Rob, but this is what I did. So go ahead, Big. Tell us how that all worked out for you.
Oh, it worked out fine. I got my legal team involved. Anchor relinquished the rest of the contract. I was able to move around. But they kept the early episodes. So I think at that time, I had maybe 10 to 12 episodes in with Anchor. By the time I realized what I had signed, so I got my legal team involved. I got relinquished. I went ahead and got on with Libsyn, did a partnership deal. Now, you know, the Big J Experience is everywhere, just like you. Amazon, Google Play, iHeart, Apple. We've been the top 100 on iHeart Radio. So, I mean, I just, when you said Anchor, I was like, wait a minute. You know,
okay, let me just, for everybody in the room, let me explain something to them. So, guys, you guys heard about my podcast, right? You heard about Big's. What do you think would happen if Big and I did a podcast together that we both syndicated? That at the end of the day, we did a podcast and we're talking about making money and about Clubhouse and about wisdom and all these other amazing things that I'm involved in. What do you think is going to happen to my name and to Big's name by the time we get done, combined with all of our listeners around the world? What do you think is going to happen, guys? Anybody?
It's going to scale.
Absolutely.
Y'all going to get canceled.
Oh, so we're going to get canceled?
No, he didn't mean that. You guys
are okay. No, I know.
It's going to be a huge profit. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so the thing is, Big's right. But the thing is, in this room, he's like, okay, Rob, this is a good idea. So guess what? I just sent him my telephone number and said, okay, bud, let's just do a podcast. Because I know what I bring back when I bring value to the podcast, my name jumps up and all these people jump on. His name does the same thing. So why wouldn't I want to partner with somebody like that, right?
Hey, so look, this is the thing too, right? I think one thing that people missing that you can do,
okay, mine,
which is what I do, is you can put your shit on. You can use a distribution company to put your shit on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, and all other shit like you would do music, and you
yes,
can
sir?
Treat your podcast like you do music and shit like that.
That's
so
right.
It's really easy and simple, and you own all the rights, and you can use your distribution company to get you other rights and all that good shit.
Yep, and you know what? That's exactly what we do, because if you think about it, Spotify kind of is a music distribution system, isn't it? And that's exactly what we started doing. I mean, we kind of did it because we didn't know any better, but all of a sudden now, with the way I told you guys how we do it, we just started moving up. People started subscribing. People started listening. I mean, it's if you bring good content and you have people, I'm not saying cause drama, because all that's going to do is cause problems. Let me tell you one other thing, since you guys are listening, and I appreciate your listening to me today. I want you guys to go to a site called Otter, O-T-T-E-R, .io. Otter.io. Now, what is that? Let me tell you what that is. You can do a podcast, or you can do anything that you can turn into an MP3. You can upload it to otter.ai, and it will give you a full transcription of what was said during that podcast. For instance, what I'm talking about right now, I could take this entire thing, replay it on the replay, upload it to otter.ai, and everything I'm talking about will be not only recorded, but it's going to give you a digital line by line words of everything I'm saying. Now, why would you want that? What is Google, my friends? Let's think out loud. What is Google? The way you would title it, Robert Piazzolla, and let me make sure be respectful to Big J, live from Los Angeles. Y'all follow that? And then all the content in there, everything he says, everything I say, is done through AI, artificial intelligence, and then that hits Google, and then guess what? Every single word that's done, you automatically get listeners to your podcast, guys. Magic, huh? That's real. All
right. Another lucrative way.
Okay.
To gain exposure is it's like advertising, like rev content. I don't know if y'all familiar with that, but
What is it? What is that, sir?
Rev content. What you basically do is the platform that lets you put out ads, and the ads get posted on like news networks and pretty much every news network, sports websites, and all types of stuff. So
okay, I'm writing this down though. Would you spell that for me? Did you say red content?
No, rev content is revcontent. revcontent.com.
Perfect. So now we've got a way to help us move forward additionally. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate
that. Most definitely. Yeah, it's like companies that can actually let you upload your podcast on like Hulu and all type of shit. Like, I know a lot of that information, but
right.
I try to find it though. But, yeah.
Now, let me tell you guys this, and by the way, that's revcontent.com, and we appreciate that. Let me tell you something else, since you guys are listening and you seem like you want to hear more. Whenever you go and you type in Robert Piazzolla podcast, Robert Piazzolla podcast, you're going to hear in the intro, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. And in the last five episodes, I think, we've actually had Mercedes-Benz commercials at the beginning of the podcast. That is called associative marketing. So before you even see my podcast, before you even see what I'm doing, every time we do it, it says sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. What do you think that does as far as gives us a leg up against our competition?
You now have access to all of Mercedes-Benz followers. Anybody who would have them in their search or anything like that, now you have access to their followers.
Bingo! And everybody's going to say, Mercedes-Benz not going to hang out with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Right? That's the syndication part of it. So I ride that all the way, and I love it, and you guys will hear that. I was trying to log into my system to be able to pull up one of those for y'all. But guys, that's how simple it is. Matter of fact, let me try to grab another. I have a couple iPads here. Let me grab this new one and see if I can play it. Because then you guys can hear. Again, it's not a matter of what you believe your podcast is. It's not a matter of let's see, hold on. I have so much stuff. I have to Google my own name because I don't even know where it's all at. So I'm going to go here. And I want you guys to hear this. Because as I learned these things, right, I was like, whoa, this is real. So what I did is I added it to the intro. R-O-B-E-R-T space P-A-I-S-O-L-A podcast. You won't believe this, guys. There it is. Okay, podcast on Apple. Sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Okay. Let's see. Hang on. And by the way, whenever I do a podcast with my friend Big, I think Big, yeah, is he still here? Yeah, he's still here. Yeah, with Big.
I'm here, Rob.
When I do that with Big, I'm gonna help him out. So it's gonna be sponsored by Mercedes-Benz with Robert Piazzolla and him, right? Think about it, guys. So awesome. Hang on, let's see if we can get it. Okay, this is the Mercedes commercial. Listen. Okay, this is the start of the podcast, and it says how to make $20,000 by going live with Robert Piazzolla, CEO of Western Capital, and Mojo McCartney, CEO of the Denman Trust Fund. So just listen, guys. And if I'm hopefully I'm not taking over your room, but just listen. It'll be good for you.
On 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.
All right. So, you guys heard that, right? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's your first impression when you heard that? Because you've heard a lot of podcasts, right? You've heard a lot of people talk about, oh, I know how to do this, blah, blah, blah. Then you hear that. What do you think?
It sounds interesting. It sounds like I want to hear more.
Yeah, that's it, guys. I'm not saying I'm the top dog. I'm just saying that the stuff I just told you guys is exactly what I just played for you, and that's how you make money, guys. That's how you do it. And it's not that hard. Now, am I going to listen to what Big's saying? Hell yes. I'm going to listen to this podcast like probably 10 times, listen to what you guys have been saying today. Because I love your thoughts, but that's how you do it. And people get addicted. They get addicted to what you have to say. They get addicted to you. As long as I tell people all the time, I will never, ever, ever enter a room, or I will never, ever do a podcast or a video cast or a television show. And I've been asked to go on TV, guys. I will never, ever go unless I can bring real value to people that are listening. And I just showed you guys the step-by-step formula of how to do what I do. So think about it. Each one of us have the ability to give information. That's one thing that Clubhouse has taught us. It's taught us how to get from behind our screen and use our voice and inflection. Because before it was like, well, yeah, I guess it's kind of cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Now we have to use our voice. We have to be able to create the excitement and passion by using our voice. That's what Clubhouse is. And there are many, many other things I can teach you guys. Many, many other things that will work. And I'm excited to join hands with Big. And I will come back and tell you guys how we did it. And I'll tell PhD how we did it. But it'll sound amazing. And it'll be transcribed so that every word we say, you'll be able to pull it up on Google. So if you got some negative stuff on Google, guys, just saying if you do. This is probably a good way to get rid of anything. You only need 10 things, FYI. Now, last comment. Rob, that sounds great, but how much did that intro cost you? Less than $100. Where did I say to go? Does anybody remember where I said to go to get it?
You guys want to go to Fiverr.
Yep.
Quick question.
They did mine as well.
Robert, you said you paid for it?
Yeah, absolutely. You go to Fiverr.com. And they have people that are voiceover artists. I have another one that's coming out next month, and it's the guy that does the Disney. Welcome, boys and girls. Mom, families, welcome, blah, blah, blah. The park will be closing in 10 minutes, that one, remember?
And about how much did you pay?
$100.
All right, sounds good.
Do you see what I'm saying?
See, Fiverr is a place for freelancers who are very good in their craft. So you got voiceovers. I actually am going to use them for all my video editing because we're getting ready to do the video podcast. Audio for 3 years. Yeah, now we got the A6400, so now we're about to go video. So I'm using them to shoot to edit my video. So, yeah, Fiverr is a very, and I mean, it's very reasonable. You can get something done as cheap as $5, as expensive as $250, but they're professional in what they do. The turnaround is quick, and they work with you. Yeah, they do excellent work.
And one thing,
Upwork, Fiverr's solid too, but Upwork, it's like, it seems like they got more experience on Upwork, but yeah, I fuck with both.
Well, sir, this is all around the world, so you got people from all around the world bidding on what you're doing. Let me kind of tell you, we own a construction company, right? And one of the worst things is we have so many bids to do that we just can't do them anymore. So I decided rather than hiring somebody for $150,000, I'm just going to outsource every single one of my bids. And they now know our numbers and what we charge. And I pay $200 a bid for commercial jobs. Now, if you are in the business or you've been in construction, you understand how much money is involved in one construction deal when you get it. We did a job for Amazon for $7.6 million. How much did it cost me? Well, probably time and everything, maybe a couple $1,000s. But it only cost me $200 for the plans to send back to Amazon. And we got it. Because it's like a game of roulette, right? Red and black. Whatever you guys want to, you know, whichever one it lands on, you're going to get it eventually. Fiverr. Big said it. And the other one's good, too. The one you said, sir.
Upwork.com.
Yes, Upwork. Yes, sir. So, see, guys, in this little bit of time, look at what we've all learned. We've learned Big has a podcast. You've learned I've got a podcast. You learn how I make my money. And now we start developing relationships, not just false relationships online where you sit and talk shit about people. You see what I'm saying? Do you see why I'm so absolutely convinced that this is a great, great space? Because you never know, as I said, guys, who's going to be in the room. You never know. And as PhD said, I have a lot of followers, including Cardone, and you know what? I don't kiss his butt. I just get his ideas. I mean, he's got some great stuff. I'll tell you straight up. That man is absolutely amazing. I probably got 2,500 emails from him because I'm on all of his lists. So what do you think I'm doing? I'm stripping them and learning them, and that's a whole nother discussion we can have. And this is something you might want to think about too, guys. Rather than just do a podcast, give something away. Have people submit something to an email list and have them go to a landing page. If you don't know what a landing page is, I can teach you all that too. Okay? Now, if you guys want to follow me, guys, I have a site called WCI Bank. WCI Bank. We loan money to people. So if you want to go there, just follow me. I don't know how it works. I don't know how to tell you to do it. But you can follow me. So every time I go live, you can hear and learn. And this is the way we help people, you know? But it's not all one-sided, guys, because look what just happened with Big today. And he's going video. Well, I'm here in Las Vegas, and you know what's funny? The first thing you do, if you go to robertpaizola.com, you're going to see, watch Robert Paizola. I just did a video for NBC News, and you can watch me do it. They gave me a $20,000 video for free, and I was sitting there in a 4K studio, and I was talking, and it was just basically a commercial about what I do. They didn't know it. I just took control of it and ran with it. Can you do that? Absolutely. If you guys want to come to Las Vegas, can I hook you guys up in a studio with all the stuff that would normally cost you $20,000, $30,000, $50,000? Absolutely. That's how we do it. You see me right there in my picture. Yeah, that's it. We put the headphones on and we got video. It was crazy. If you watch the video, you'll see. Now, that a video, guys, I'll tell you, and Big got the hint on this one. A video really, really reels people in. Because then they see, it's tangible, right? Wow, this guy really is real. You know, it's not just a voice behind a computer. They see it, and they see me being asked questions and all this stuff. Go to robertpaizola.com, and it'll say watch the video. Everything you do, you should be able to monetize, guys. That's the way to make money. You're not going to make any money by working a 9-to-5. I have to take that back. My dad was a school principal, guys. That's rude for me to even say that. So I have to observe that. But if you're talking about real money, no one's gonna just throw you bones. How we doing, PhD?
Oh man, we doing great, man. We doing great. You gotta help me get my. I mean, I would like your help in getting my podcast started.
All right.
I gotta make a run, Robert. It was good talking to you. Would love to talk to you later.
I sent you my phone number. Guys, you're going to write my email down. It's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. WCILive.com. And make sure in the heading, I you put down, I talked to you, I saw you in podcast in this room, okay?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What you think about Shout Card?
Shell Card?
Shout Card.
Tell me about it. I haven't heard about it.
It's a website where celebrities go to, and they charge a fee to put like whatever you want out there. So like it can be like celebrities like Grant Cardone or whatever. I'm not sure if he on there, but I know there's like a lot of celebrities on there, and there's like people who's like Instagram famous. They actually charge you a fee to put your content out there on their social media platforms.
You know what, guys? If you're talking about 20, 30, 50 bucks, fine. But I'm not going to pay somebody just because they say they have a following. And they're gonna, it's like paying all those girls on TikTok, right? They get paid like $100,000 for every video because every kid in the world follows them and says, you know, hey, if you're following that, then this is the bomb, right? I don't know. There's one called Cameo, C-A-M-E-O. I'm on Cameo, actually. And anybody who's known, you can send a request to Cameo, and I can send you your private little happy birthday message or whatever it'll be on Cameo, C-A-M-E-O.com. But I'll check out Shout Card. You bet. I appreciate that feedback, brother. I'll check it out.
And that is an amazing conversation that took place tonight with a whole bunch of people around the country that were looking to put their imprint on the web. Guys, if you're looking to do something, if you're looking to make a change, if you're looking to create that change in your life so you can get away from the 9-to-5, we can help you. That's just a live conversation of some of the people we've worked with. And you know what? We're so very, very happy. We're so proud of the people we've been able to work with. My friends, this is Robert Paisolo. If you want to reach us, simply dial 1-800-373-8913. We are based in Las Vegas. Or you can send an email to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. Folks, this is a recording of Western Capital International. This recording is the property of Western Capital Multimedia. No portion of this broadcast can be re-recorded or redistributed without the express written consent of Western Capital and or its assigns. As always, have an amazing day, my friends. God bless, and we look forward to talking to you. Send your emails. Bye-bye.
This is the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast. And this is your host, Robert Paisolo.
I was open last night.
I was just going to say, hey, guys, it's Rob. I was going to say hi to you. I'm going to ping some people in, too, for you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in Utah right now, and it's just been crazy. I did a television show today on Business Credit, believe it or not.
Oh, for real? How'd it go?
It was actually really, really good. It was we had 49 minutes. So yeah, it was really weird, but it was really cool though.
Man, I like to get the replay on that.
Oh, I get you the link right now. I'll send it to you in the back channel because it's what was cool is you'll see how they produced it and everything. We were in the studio, and it was just like it was people. People don't know about business. They don't understand about that. There's a couple things, Herman, that I'll tell you about. Number one, there's the CFPB. I don't know if you've talked to people about that, but as far as individual credit, the CFPB, and you guys all need to write this down, okay? If you, it's because it's kind of important. There's two things around the CFPB that is really, really, really important right now. Number one, if you have a medical bill, the CFPB is automatically going to require that the credit bureaus be that they delete off of the three major bureaus any type of medical bill, because that's now in violation of HIPAA, and it's a long thing. But if you just want to go ahead and Google CFPB medical collection removal, that's the first thing. The second thing, Herman, is the CFPB issued another statement, and I get this because I'm in the media, right? So they just send me these drafts. But when I was live yesterday, or today, or it was yesterday, the minute it recorded, they played it today. But when I was live,
the CFPB, anybody who's been a sexual victim, like if you've been a victim of, like when you were, say somebody messed with you when you were a kid, or you were in a relationship, or you've been trafficked, or anything of that sort, okay, anything. And I mean, that's I'll get you guys a link to that, or you guys can look it up yourself right now. Type CFPB, which is Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and type sexual victim program. And they are going to go back, and they're basically saying that they're going to just completely delineate people's credit reports that are having that were involved in that, because they don't. The whole purpose of that, from the government's position, is they don't want to keep people held hostage because of problems that happen. Have you heard about that, Herman?
No, I have not. This is the first.
I know. Yeah, and that's what's crazy. We were on we did it live today on TV, and I said, you know what, guys, I bet you $100 that none of you guys have seen this on CNN, or none of you guys have seen it on NBC. So I gave you guys the words to search for. Just the CFPB, realize it's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And that's basically the FBI, the people that run the credit bureau, run the credit system, okay? So they're the bosses of the credit system, CFPB. And then there's two issues. Number one, medical, and you can look at that. And if you don't have it, I can get you a link on that. And the second thing is the sexual abuse. So it's crazy, man. I mean, it's some serious stuff. And I'll get you links to that. I'll try to grab them right now and put them in your inbox. Way, you know, I don't want to.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
You know, just we can just help people. That's the thing, because people probably, you know, either they've been through something and they know somebody, or you know, it's like, and I was on the TV with two police people, so mm-hmm. You know, they didn't even know about it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to type this in right now. CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and Sexual Abuse, SEX, UAL, Abuse, ABUSE. Okay. And that brings it up right there. There it is. Okay. CFPB halts negative credit reporting for survivors of human trafficking, guys. I mean, this stuff is big time serious. And the thing is, no, I've talked to debt collection companies. I've talked to all the bureaus. None of them are ready for this. They're all clueless. So I thought I'd just get it over to you guys, and you know, you guys can shark it. But this is an actual government document. Hang on, let me get back into the room here. I hope I'm still here. There we are. I'm going to go into Herman. I'm going to give this to you right now in your back channel. I'm going to message you, and then I'm going to copy it right here. And there it is, right there. Take a look. That link right there is the one that goes from the newsroom.
And oh, I can go good. Ahead. I'm going to send it to my team, and they're going to get right on it.
And the thing is, we're just giving people, during that show today, let me get you a copy of the TV show so you can see that and give that to your people too. Because that thing went out on NBC. Hang on a second. I have to Google my name. YouTube. But this will help everybody, because this is stuff that we can give away for value. So if we're trying to talk to our clients, and I assume everybody in here is in the business, so otherwise we wouldn't be in the room. But it's actual value that nobody even knows about. So they'll be like, oh my God, really, Rob? You guys can do this? Yeah. You know? And so it doesn't cost us anything to tell people about this stuff. And we have information. Oh, there it is. Oh God, there it's live. Hold on, guys. Let me get you a link to this too. Okay, hold on. Copy this. Okay. And let me get you this, bud. And this is the link to the TV show that you can put up for your friends. But since we're all in the same business, this gives us the ability to, you know, to give value to people, right, without having to charge for it. I mean, because it's legal stuff, right?
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking out loud, you know.
Okay. So, I love it. I love it. The fact that you, I hope you're still signing autographs or whatever, Robert.
Man, it's crazy, man. It's nuts. You know what? It all started with Clubhouse, and it just got bigger and bigger, and it went nuts, man.
That's how you leverage it.
That's so how you do it.
Let me introduce you really quickly, and if you have a minute, introduce yourself before you bounce out.
Yeah.
Y'all welcome to Business Credit University. Business Credit University was started with the primary reason of being able to be taught business, stuff that's not taught in high school, stuff that's not taught in college. If you look in my bio, you can better believe that I've got 7 degrees, and none of my business professors ever taught me how to leverage personal credit into business credit and how to access capital, right? I learned just from somebody who had never even attended a college, barely finished high school. But that being said, business credit is, in my estimation, the best thing that you can do to access capital to participate in a capitalistic system. Now, speaking of a capitalistic system, I ran into my man Robert maybe a couple of months ago, maybe about 4 months ago on one of my stages, and he was just a font of information, right? He led with value, which I absolutely love. And he gave me some pointers on how they were running major ticket events and how they were structuring their policies for chargebacks and everything else. I hadn't even asked. He led with value, and I've never forgotten that. So without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Robert. You can catch him. You can look him up on LinkedIn. You can look him up on Google. You'll see he's a very, very highly successful individual, spoken all over the world on different topics. Right now, he's focusing on financial literacy. But you know what? I'll let you tell what all he's doing right now. So without further ado, Rob, tell the people in the audience exactly what you do, where you're from,
you bet,
and what they can learn from you.
Herman, it's a pleasure. Guys, my name is Robert Paisel, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International. I'm currently today in Utah, where I'm at my Utah house, and I'm based in Las Vegas. What I was kind of going over with Herman today are things that people bring to our attention all the time, our attorneys and people that work with us. So anytime we find something, we immediately go back to where we, I try to pop in and say, this is what's happening, this is what's happening, and I just sent Herman a link for the CFPB, which you guys need to know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is there to protect the consumers. Okay, so if you're in any way involved in credit, in any way trying to, these credit bureaus are all being changed right now. I hope you guys understand. But there's legislation pending to completely shut them down and completely redo the credit system. So that's number one. Number two, and that's on the personal side. Number two. Anything regarding your health care, if you have ever been involved with a creditor and they say that you owe, say, $7,000 for an operation, the minute they send over even one document saying that you were in the hospital for something or saying that you had some type of disease, that means the entire balance is gone. Now, I also sent Herman a release. Herman, if you look in your email, you can see there's three things I sent you. One was the TV show for today, and then one was from the CFPB on the sexual abuse. And I'm not going to get into that because it's a tough topic. But the bottom line is they're dealing with it hard, and that's from the government. That the paperwork Herman has right now is real. So if that helps you or your clients, it's added value that you can give to your clients where you don't have to charge them $20,000, okay? And then they're going to come to you. And like today I was on TV for 30 minutes, and we had over 600 people call in. And they called our call center in Las Vegas. And you can find out about me. Just go to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Paisola, P-A-I-S-O-L-A.com. You can go to mycollector.org. That's mycollector.org. And the bottom line is, guys, I came from the Trump Organization, and I'm involved in public speaking, and that's what I do. And I put myself in positions to be noticed. And it's not as easy because everybody wants to, throw hatchets at you when you're doing good. But we try to do the best we can and provide tremendous value to all these people. So if you don't follow me, do that. We give away a lot of information. And especially when you're so into the television scene and you're actually being seen and people are listening to you, I have the ability to guide people, whether it's if we're going to do a business plan where we're starting with somebody who's literally a client comes to us and says, hey, I'm tired of my 9-to-5. I want to start a business. We can start with the EIN and doing the D&B, and then we can get them in front of somebody like Herman. See all that. That's where all the synergy works between us all. And I learned one thing, guys. There's no benefit in one person just saying, I want it all, okay? And there's no reason to, because there's so much money to go around. And the monies I'm talking about, you'll learn once you look at the robertpaisola.com site. But, we get $25,000 easily. We also litigate in federal court against creditors and against debt collectors. And on business debt, we also have a portfolio of funds that we actually can invest into companies. And that's one of my sites called WCI Bank, and that's for businesses, WCIBank.com. So, that just gives you a little bit of an idea. And I'm not here to, by any means, I'm not here promoting myself. Please understand that I'm just here to pass information along, my buddy Herman and Dr. Foster, you guys. And let you all know that, I'm here, I care, and, I just couldn't believe we had 600 responses on one show tonight. So, obviously that's a win-win. It's not like Clubhouse. Things with Clubhouse have changed a lot. And so we've gone to different platforms, and we put podcasts out around the world. We're in 90 different applications and in 4 different languages now. So all the podcasts are broadcast in 4 languages, everything we say. So it's kind of cool, and you know, it's kind of like people hear about you at night and they look it up and they see that you're there. And they can dial, you guys can dial 1-800-373-8913 and talk to my people right now, and that's live. So Herman's got all this stuff. I wish you guys the best, and I'll hang out for a little because I want to hear what you have to say, and I'm just excited to hear about what you guys are doing. So thanks, Herman, for the time, my friend.
Man, no, thank you, Rob. Thank you for gracing the stage, man. This man here is, I want to say, he is very, very into helping people to level up, to issuing information. And like you said, he was fortunate enough to be on air tonight talking to people about business credit, and about people who've had it very tough with this human trafficking, and how those people can have stuff erased off of their credit file through a federally mandated program. And that's not just all. So I encourage you all to not just follow or ring a bell when Rob speaks, but to also join the telephone number that he mentioned earlier, so he can also disseminate even more information to you, your family, and people that's trying to leave a legacy. So no, thank you, Robert.
Yeah, no problem. And I just want to tell you guys again, Herman has the two links, and he has the link to the video. So the video is going to give you like a 30-minute play-by-play of all the new changes in the law and all the things that are happening. So it'll give you the updates. And then the two government documents are going to say, wow, this is real. And these are like court documents to say this is what they must do. So he has those two things, which are very, very valuable for your clients, my friends.
I want you on a scholarship.
No, appreciate it. I'm going to pass it on to my VA. She's going to summarize it and be able to disseminate it to the people that's interested. So thank you very much, Rob.
All right, God bless, my friends. I'll be right here if you need to talk.
All right, thank you very much. So speaking of my VA.
You've been listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.